Welcome to The Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, and in this time together, we'll explore new and old recordings of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the great Highland bagpipe, as well as enjoy some Gaelic song and listen to some various music from Celtic folk traditions. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM. We're streaming online at kkrn.org, and we have a free app available for streaming on the go. So we hope you stay with us for the next hour to listen to some of the best bagpipes on the wireless here on The Piping Hour. Hello and welcome to another hour of Pipe Music. We're very glad you could join us for another show airing the music of the regimental bands from years ago. A lot of us grew up around this sort of music. There were these albums that were certainly produced far more than civilian bands in their day. And when vinyl fell out of favor, the LPs of your grandparents and your parents and yourself ended up rarely heard. And then comes the Piping Hour. I enjoy going back into a lot of these old files, looking through the LPs. A lot of them are in pretty rough shape. But there's always gems that I can pull out. And I hope that those of you who also grew up with these sort of LPs around the house relive some pleasant memories. We're going to start out this hour playing a slow march, jig, drum solo, and jig medley from the United States Air Force Pipe Band. Pipe Major Sandy Jones produced this well-regarded album, Mist-Covered Mountains. A few decades ago, I worked with the Tacoma Scots Pipe Band in the state of Washington, and the pipe major of that band, Bill Masenko, played with the U.S. Air Force Pipe Band from 1957 to 1962. He was a great piper and a great fella, and although he was away from the band when they recorded this album, this track I dedicate to him. Thank you. was a set of jigs by the pipes and drums of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, Pipe Major Tony Crease. And that was right after an extremely interesting set from the LP Mist-Covered Mountains by the U.S. Air Force Pipe Band. The leading drummer on that track was Sergeant John Bosworth. And you didn't then, nor have you ever, heard pipe band drumming quite like it. Next up is a track of 4-4 marches from the drums and pipes of the 1st Battalion of the Gordon Highlanders. This is a recording from 1966, but it was reissued on the Pipes of Scotland LP that was produced by Fiesta Records. After hearing this, I never quite thought of the tune The Smith's a Gallant Fireman the same way. Thank you. That's the rousing calls of Drum Major Phelan of the Black Watch of Canada, Royal Highland Regiment. I've never really heard a very good reason or justification of why the Tuchteryell in the second part of Black Bear ever started. Played at Cayley's or on the march, there's always someone in the crowd who lets it loose. Next up, the 1st Battalion of the Scots Guards.
Thank you.
pipes and drums of the 48th Highlanders of Canada on a rare 10-inch recording of the House Party series. The 48th, of course, the storied regiment, served with the 8th Army during the Second World War, and after the invasion of Sicily and Italy, they returned to the Western Front, fighting in Belgium and Holland. The 48th was mentioned in Bill Livingston's book as possibly the band that he saw that inspired him to get back into piping after a long layoff. This next track is of the pipes and drums of the 277 Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders, and its pipe major was John Weatherston. Later pipe major of the very influential and musical band the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums, and also the co-owner with Robert Hardy of Hardy Bagpipe Company. Here's the slow air, Long of All, going into the Jigs Cork Hill, McDonald's Exercise, and Minnie Hind.
Thank you.
again with the 1st Battalion of the Scots Guards, a little medley. Both battalion bands of the Scots Guards were quite prolific in their recordings in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Prior to that was the 1st Battalion of the Royal Irish Fusiliers, with a march and hornpipe. We can't forget the military brass bands here, so we're going to play a little bit of the military band of the Scots Guards from a rather famous LP in the 1950s, the Scots Guards Hi-Fi in the Highlands. The pipe majors of both battalion pipe bands are J.S. Rowe and Pipe Major Crabb, but the director of music was Lieutenant Colonel Rhodes. And it is this grand march, Fame and Glory, reminiscent of the movie themes of Errol Flynn and Tyrone Power, that illustrates the excellent musicianship of all regimental musicians.
Thank you.
That was a medley played by the pipes and drums of the Royal Highland Fusiliers, ending with The Heroes of Saint Valery. That was from a LP in 1969. It was produced to benefit the Scottish National Institution for the War Blinded. Up next, a March Strathspeyan reel by the pipes and drums of the 1st Battalion of the Queen's Own Cameron Highlanders. This band at the time was under the direction of the famous pipe major Evan McCrae, a highly influential teacher and soldier who made his mark in all types of music played on the great pipe. We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. Now, if you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station. That was just a little snippet of Flowers of the Forest, played by the 2nd Battalion of the Scots Guards under the pipe majorship of J.B. Robertson. I want to thank you all for staying with me through the hour to hear an appreciative airing of some tracks of very old regimental pipe band albums. I know some of these tracks can be scratchy, the pipes not as clearly tuned as they are today, or the bass drum a little bit too loud, but we appreciate these bands for the music they produced, the emotions they stirred, and the passionate love of Scottish music that inspired the hearts of soldiers and civilians around the world. They have our deepest gratitude. We're going to go out this hour with the band of the Welsh Guards, playing from a London Records LP, the arrangement of the military symphonia, Nightfall in Camp. And until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for every one of you safe seas.